With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. It's another year of low wild rice production in Wisconsin. Annual wild rice production across the region is strongly linked to climate and weather events over the previous year. Remote sensing using satellite imagery is a new tool for evaluating annual wild rice abundance across the region. According to the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission, the imagery suggests that across northern Wisconsin, the surface area coverage of wild rice is 18% less this year than last year's crop. A Saban parent works for Glyphwick.
Some beds have been more resilient than others throughout the years, where overall there's a decline in Manoman. Some beds are strong or even stronger, and we're trying to understand why some waters are not doing as well while others are excelling.
While much of Wisconsin isn't looking like a great year for wild rice, parts of Minnesota are experiencing good harvests. There are a lot of factors that go into preserving wild rice. Parent says protecting the beds can go a long way in helping that effort.
We have rice chiefs that are specialized in understanding when the rice is ready, when it's harvestable, how much pressure it can take, and they do a lot of work from the different tribes. I think a huge part is to spread that information so people know firsthand what ripe rice looks like, how much pressure a water body can handle, and that these kinds of things exist, these regulations exist to protect the wild rice and the habitat.
Permits are required to harvest wild rice in Wisconsin. The executive director of the Wausau River District no longer has that position after a post on social media regarding the killing of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Kelly Wolk shared a post on her Facebook page about the death, commenting with three clapping emojis and the words "well-deserved." A screenshot of the post quickly went viral, with several community leaders sharing it and calling for her resignation. Wolk issued a statement Thursday morning saying she deeply regretted the post. She said her words were inappropriate and that she understood they caused pain and outrage. The Wausau River District Board said the post does not reflect the values of the organization or the broader Wausau community. They said Wolk is no longer employed by the Wausau River District. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. The highest-ranking Republican in the Wisconsin legislature says he does not want to fortify the state capitol, which is one of the country's most accessible state houses. But Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said Thursday lawmakers are looking at ways to bolster safety in other areas, such as at office holders' homes. His comments came after the killing of conservative commentator Charlie Kirk on a college campus in Utah and 3 months after the targeted shootings of two Minnesota state lawmakers. Voss said he does not want to fortify a single building to make people feel safer, when the reality is that most of the violence that has occurred has not been inside a government building. As cryptocurrency continues to rise in popularity, so do scams associated with the loosely regulated digital currency. Wisconsin advocates and lawmakers are working to change that. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Cryptocurrency ATMs, or BTMs, allow people to buy digital currency using cash or a debit card. Fraud complaints about them increased by 99% in 2024, according to FinCEN. There are hundreds of them across the state, which are often referred to as federal safety locks by scammers. Courtney Anklam with AARP Wisconsin emphasizes anyone can fall victim, and more often than not, those who do are losing thousands to tens of thousands of dollars.
You might get contacted saying that there was suspicious activity on your bank account. You need to take all of your money out of your bank account because it's been compromised. Put it in this machine, send it here, and then it will be protected.
And Clam says to bring more awareness to the issue, AARP Wisconsin is hosting two free fraud prevention events in Madison and Green Bay on September 30th and October 16th. Registration is available online. Two bills aimed at tightening regulations for cryptocurrency ATMs have been introduced in the Wisconsin legislature. The proposed laws would add to new BTM regulations set by the State Department of Financial Institutions this summer. They include daily transaction limits, mandatory registration for ATM operators, and anti-fraud policies like warnings on machines about potential scams. And Clam says they are great first steps toward enhancing consumer protections for Wisconsinites.
But we also know that folks need to know warning signs of a scam, so that before they get to the crypto ATM point of the transaction, they maybe start to become more suspicious and start to realize that this could be a scam.
And Clam says their fraud awareness events aim to cover scam warning signs along with other topics. The proposed measures also look to further expand consumer protections by requiring users to undergo rigorous identity verification during transactions, and proposes to potentially refund fraud victims if they report the crime within 30 days. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz, Branch reporting.
Wisconsin's archery and crossbow deer seasons open tomorrow. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources calls it a great opportunity for hunters before deer change their patterns. Bonus antlerless harvest permits remain available in many counties. The DNR stresses safety during the season. That goes beyond safety with your bow or crossbow. Tree stand-related accidents are a frequent source of injury. They recommend wearing a safety harness and using a haul line to bring an unloaded bow or crossbow into the stand. They also say to operate any ATV or UTV safely. In addition, let someone know where you're going and when you expect to be back. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.